When you're in the restaurant business, the holidays are problematic for a couple of reasons. One, it gets very busy with parties, you know, Christmas holiday parties, whatever. And two is you got to decorate the place. So we're going through this whole thing. We're trying to find, you know, Christmas balls for the tree or whatever.
Right.
And you know, they're all smashed, right? Because my crack staff won't put them away properly, right? One of my waitresses decides to go out and get Christmas decorations. So she comes back and she has these Christmas ornaments that are shaped like a fish, bones, you know, which is the logo for Cool Fish.
Okay.
Right? She goes, "These are great. Look what I found." They said, "Well, how much are they?" She says, "They're only like $40 a piece, only." Right? It's only when it's not your money. Right. And oh my God, when it is, right?
Yeah, right.
So I said, "Only we need like 90 of them." I'm not. What are you, crazy? I said, "Besides, people are going to steal them." Hmm. She goes, "I can't believe you're such a pessimist." I said, "I consider myself a well-informed optimist. That's what I consider myself. Because I've seen this movie. I know how it is." I don't want to tell you how much I paid for these things. I mean, okay. It's embarrassing. Right?
But you bought a lot of them.
A bunch, right? So we put them on a tree. Okay, the tree looks great. 2 days later, I got six left. Out of the 90 that I originally bought. They're like ashtrays. They you know, disappear, right?
Ashtrays.
So I take, no pun intended, fishing line, and I tie the remaining six to the tree.
Okay.
The remaining six have cost me about $8,000 a piece. You know what I mean? So I don't want to lose them. So anyway, I got them on a tree. I tie them up.
And they're anchored now on the
tree. Yeah, no, I got the flying Willenda knot or whatever the hell they call it. Right? So I'm standing at the bar having a sarsaparilla with a friend of mine. I noticed that there's a party of six passing through the hallway where the tree is, right?
Right, right.
And as the last lady in the party is leaving, I see the tree bending towards the front door. Right? She has a fish in her hand, and she's dragging the tree. So I run over there like Inspector Clouseau. Aha, I've got you. So I'm looking at her. I'm like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
She goes, "What are you talking about?" I said, "It's Christmas. You're stealing. What about the goodwill to men thing? You know what I mean?
Right.
Have you heard any of the songs, for God's sake? You know? They're all over the place." You know? She says, "Listen, if you're going to be an a-hole about this, I'm never coming back here. Let me just understand this. You're dragging a 20-foot Christmas tree out of a restaurant by a glass fish. I'm an a-hole."
Merry Christmas,
Merry
Tom.
Merry Christmas, Jim.